I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations launched an aggressive program this month aimed at ending poverty and hunger in just 15 years. But this comes amidst the world's worst humanitarian refugee crisis that's happening right now. Current refugee programs are already overwhelmed. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says the U.S. needs to step up its game.
The U.S. has committed to taking up to 10,000 refugees, and it's just not enough out of 4 million.
We can be part of the solution.
Talk to your resettlement agency and say, hey, our church is interested in doing this. We would love to help. And so that would be a great way to encourage them to bring Syrian refugees.
The top states welcoming refugees are Texas, Michigan, California, Illinois, and Arizona. And with the help of the local body of Christ, lives are changing. At the end of the broadcast, I'll tell you where you can find links to a petition and a resettlement agency. All right, enough talk about the refugees. Let's move on to babies. According to Melinda Delahoyt of Life International, babies are being saved in the coffee shops of Ukraine.
At our last count, when we last heard, 1 to 2 unborn babies were being saved every week.
The conversation when Life International held a training summit last year for pro-life leaders. A young couple who went wanted to save unborn babies in Kyiv, but since the city is full of war, they couldn't actually start a pregnancy center. So instead, they started a website.
They're reaching them online, the women who are determined to have abortions. And at the same time, they're training networks of volunteer counselors.
And when those counselors and the troubled women they chat with meet for coffee, talk turns to Christ and His plan for life. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We mentioned earlier that you can find links to a petition and ways to help with the refugee crisis at the end of the broadcast. You'll see them highlighted at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.